This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember to email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Is Hillary Clinton coming back? What about bullying in kids, the FBI, and Hunter Biden? We have all that and a ton of emails I still need to get to on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show this hour. So I'm just going to hit this one really, really quickly. You and me, we've been talking a lot about the attack on the Supreme Court, the op. It's an operation. The communists in the United States of America, they are following a playbook they've been following for a very long time. You pick a target, you isolate it, you freeze it, you personalize it, you attack it. And you attack and you attack and you attack until you see victory. You have seen this when it comes to the Supreme Court from virtually all of them now. Media members, you name a Democrat of any public prominence, they are blasting the Supreme Court day after day after day after day after day. What is the purpose? Well, maybe one of your street animals will kill one of them. Remember, one of them tried to kill Kavanaugh already. Maybe you get to these people and you get one of them to retire. Protest in front of their houses. Their kids don't have any peace in school. Remember, these people are not robots. They're flesh and blood human beings. At some point, you get tired of the grind, tired of getting screamed at. Wash your hands of it. I'm done. Maybe you get Clarence Thomas to retire. One of the good ones. I don't know. But maybe you don't get all those things. Maybe you just get a decision or two to go your way that might not have otherwise. Because eventually people just don't want to deal with the headache anymore. Remember, so much of communist agitation, what it really is, I've used this example before, it's the dude in a restaurant with his woman, and she's getting loud because she's angry, and she's screaming at him. You've seen this. I know you've seen it. Chris is laughing. He's seen it. Everyone's seen it. And she's getting louder and louder and louder. And he's getting embarrassed. Everyone's looking. Oh, my gosh. And what's he doing? Calm down, baby. Calm down. Hey, it's okay. I mean, look, anyone who's ever dated a Latina or a redhead knows exactly what I'm talking about here. Calm down. Hey, it's okay. Calm down. Please, we'll go see your abuela. I promise. And you all know. You know exactly what I'm talking about. That's what communist street agitation works like in America. Eventually, they just want you to say, oh, gosh, okay, just... You can have at least a little ground. Just shut up. That's why guys like Chuck Schumer speak like this all the time. This was about the bump stocks.
Last week's decision is another warning sign that this MAGA court is going off the deep end.
The MAGA court's going off the deep end. Wow. And so what's happening this week is going to be big. You see, this is the last time the Supreme Court's going to get together before the election. And as I mentioned during the tease, every now and then the Supreme Court will know that a decision they're going to hand down is going to spark some anger. The last time they put barriers up preemptively around the Supreme Court was when the Roe versus Wade decision was coming down. They were getting ready to overturn Roe v. Wade. They knew exactly what was coming. Boom, fencing around the Supreme Court. Well, there's fencing going up today around the Supreme Court. Thursday, Friday, get ready. The Supreme Court is going to rule on Trump's immunity. How immune is he? Now, pause for a second. Don't do what I'm doing or what my instinct is and what yours probably is. Well, he should be immune from all of it. He didn't commit crimes. I know he didn't commit crimes. I get that. And yes, he should be immune from all of it. But oftentimes it's hard, especially to get lawyer types to agree on these all or nothing decisions. Let's say they're going to agree that Trump is somewhat immune. And I should tell you, from talking to legal experts, of which I'm not, every single one of them has told me, hey, Jesse, I'll be shocked if they don't rule that Trump is somewhat immune, at least. He's at least a little immune. The question we're going to look out for Thursday, Friday, how immune is he? Meaning, okay, Trump's immune. He's immune for every crime Jack Smith is accusing him of. And he's immune for every crime Fannie Willis and George is accusing him of. And he's immune from all this New York prosecution stuff. That felony, all those felony convictions are overturned. He's immune. That, for you, me, that's the best case scenario. That is exactly what we want. And it's the right thing to do. I am not telling you not to get your hopes up. I am telling you, just from people I talk to, I wouldn't necessarily bet your mortgage on that. Why? It's not even necessarily about Trump. If the Supreme Court passes down a decision, and they think about this stuff, if they pass down a decision now that says, hey, he is immune. He's legitimately immune. This is crazy. He's immune. He's immune from all this stuff. All this stuff goes away. That's the kind of thing that would make you, that would make me celebrate. However, what does that mean for the next president, Republican, Democrat, whatever, who does something frighteningly illegal? Remember, Biden does this now. I'm looking at a headline right here. The FBI knew since 2016, Hunter Biden's team nearly scored a $120 million Ukrainian deal while Joe Biden was vice president. So Joe Biden is a criminal. But okay, let's set aside Joe Biden's crimes. What if we get one where that's worse? Imagine that. Imagine the president of the United States of America striking some trade deal with Zimbabwe, okay? And then it comes out about 6 months later, his daughter gets a $10 million a year job with the Zimbabwe government right after the trade deal goes through. Very Joe Biden thing to do. Okay, well, you have to prosecute a president who does something like that. You can't do that. So what I'm saying is the Supreme Court might be very, very reluctant to give you what you want or me what I want when it comes to immunity. Come forward and say, hey, he's immune from all this. This is crazy. Now that brings us to, what are they going to say? Where are they going to fall? And I don't have a crystal ball on that. Again, I've talked to 5 different legal experts today, trying to bring you as much wisdom as I can suck up from my friends and colleagues. They all think immunity is going to be something he's going to get. He's going to get a lot of it. He's not going to get all of it. Meaning there are going to be some things, some ways they're still going to go after him. The only reason I brought this up is to prepare you. That's Thursday, Friday. What exactly is coming? I don't know. No one knows right now. But they're putting up the fences for a reason. And they're not putting up the fences for you. They're not putting up the fences for me. They're putting up the fences because the street animals are going to be upset by whatever they say. That's how it goes. All right? All right, on to the 20 emails before we get to Hillary and bullying kids and stuff like that. No, not bullying kids, whatever. Dear Dick Cheney of Paintball, shut up. On Medal of Honor Monday, you said the man served in the Army, so you'll play the, quote, Army music in the background during the reading. I was not aware each branch had their own music. Hold on 1 sec. Could you play a short clip of each branch? You don't need to play the Navy since you play it almost every week. He said, why are you gay? My name is Bradley. Okay, so listen, let me explain this. Every branch of the military does have their own theme song. Now, there is, I could play all of them for you. I'm not going to do that. I figured just for the sake of time and simplicity, instead of playing every single one that would get kind of lame, why don't I just play the only one that matters?
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we fight our country.
This is the Marine Corps hymn, by the way, you anti-American piece of trash. Only if you didn't know that. If you knew that, you're not anti-American.
The air on land and sea, first to fight for right and freedom, and to keep our honor clean. We are proud to claim the title of United States.
That's just a little taste of the Marine Corps theme song. Now, I don't want you to think I was just being biased because I was in the Marines. There is actually a condensed version of every other military branch's theme song, and I thought it would be appropriate to at least play that. Chris, please. Thank you, Chris. So see, there's a difference. You can see the little differences in there. Speaking of military, let me tell you about Tunnel to Towers. Let me tell you about the organization that's there for the Gold Star families. You know, because Afghanistan's done and Iraq is done for the most part, we don't think about these guys, these ladies too. And what guys am I talking about? I'm talking about the catastrophically injured ones. Afghanistan never crosses your mind anymore, or at least rarely. And me too. I'm not pointing fingers. Do you think Afghanistan crosses the mind of the guy who doesn't have legs anymore? He's still a young man. Gave up his arm, an eye. Afghanistan crosses his mind. He gave up pieces of himself for this country. Now, how does he get a better quality of life for himself and his family? Smart homes. These homes that are specially designed based on your injuries. You know Tunnel to Towers? They build smart homes for these guys. To this day, they're building smart homes for them. That's the kind of thing you do with your $11 a month. T2T.org. Give to Tunnel to Towers. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't forget, you can download the whole show, podcast of the show, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. It's easy. Even I can do it. All right, let's dig into some emails here before we get into bullying and things like that. Dr. Low T. The heck. We have yet to hear the sequel of The Missing Linen Pants. Last we heard, you were ready to confront your 4 foot 11 inch wife and accuse her of throwing them away. You even said you were willing to sleep on the couch if need be. Your silence on the matter leads me to think you need to up your dosage of chalk. It's time you came clean and just shoot straight. We might be able to recover from the idea of Aubrey wearing the pants in your family. His name is John. Okay. Many will remember. Some may not. I have these white linen pants. Linen pants. I love them. I got them when we were going over to Israel. It's super hot. They're, you know, they cover you from the sun, but they breathe. They're linen pants. I love them. I wear them. The wife says they look like sweatpants and she doesn't want me to wear them outside of the house anymore. But you know me, that doesn't stop me. I still wear them whenever I want to wear them. They've come up missing. She's the one who does the laundry. This is not a human being who has ever misplaced anything in her life. Hyper, hyper organized. And yet she's claiming total ignorance about the linen pants. And for those looking for an update, I did confront her. In fact, she was listening to the radio that night and heard the accusations. And when I got home, she confronted me immediately and said these accusations were unfair. That maybe it was here or maybe it was there. And I will just tell you, I laid it out quite simply. Where are the pants then? Look, we don't have to argue back and forth. When I'm done with the pants, it's not as if my pants ever get taken off in any other place other than the home. My pants are removed in the house. They go right in the little dirty clothes hamper. And from there, the chain of custody leads directly to her. It doesn't return to me until I grab the pants off of the hanger again to put the, or out of the drawer, I guess I should say, and put the pants on my body. So I don't know how this could ever be on me. And she's claiming, maybe it's at the dry cleaner, or maybe like I would dry clean linen pants. And look, I'm going to say to all of you as an update, the exact same thing I told her. We can put to bed any of these accusations if the pants are produced. All it would take is the pants. You know, you've seen those stories, maybe those cop drama shows, or maybe you watched a movie about this where some girl goes missing and the cops think she's dead and the boyfriend is being accused of it. And he says, I never saw her. I don't know. And it really comes down to this. Where is she then? If you prove that she's here alive, then all is forgiven. In fact, you'd probably even get an apology. Whoa, I guess we were wrong. I don't need to hear the reasons. I don't need to hear the accusations. I need the pants. Where are the pants? That's the question I have. Jesse, while I agree with you on almost every one of your opinions, I must disagree with you on the opinion of white gravy versus brown. Even though I'm Italian and I love me some sausage, white sausage, don't Chris, white sausage gravy is garbage. My dad was in the military, so he agrees with you, but it is just not good. Maybe it's my refined Italian woman tastes. She said, I promise I'm not in the WNBA. That's terrible. But brown gravy on potatoes, meat, biscuits is elite. I'm sorry, but you're wrong. I love the show and all you do, despite your sausage preferences. An Italian woman is against the sausage? That doesn't even make sense. These are sausage-based people. What? I could understand if, let's say, Chris was against the sausage. That would be understandable. You're Italian. Buenas tardes, amigex. I don't know what that means. I live in L.A., so on and so forth. I beg you and others with national platforms to let everyone know the truth about, she's talking about Gavin Newsom, about what he says versus what he's done. I hear he'll raise the gas taxes again shortly. If he becomes president, there won't be anywhere to move. Help. She said, si se puede.
Buenas tardes.
And her name is Barbara. Look, the good news about Gavin Newsom, I shouldn't say good news. Gavin Newsom appears that he might end up being isolated to California. Unless, of course, Joe Biden drops out and the powers that be choose Newsom. You see, Newsom, everyone who's not in California won't, they're probably out on this, but I have some connections there, if you will. Don't I sound important, Chris? I have connections. Look, some of my connections. I talked to some of my people. Anyway, he's got some trouble there, and it's because of the crime. He can't get a hold of the crime. It's going crazy in places like Oakland. What kind of crazy? Well, this is a story out of Maryland. But things like this are happening in California.
Here in Tacoma Park, if police catch your child this summer in the act, they might get a ticket. The Operation Chill program is now underway, but take a look at the citation closely. It's a free Slurpee. This is an innovative way the police department here is aiming to reduce crime. And
yeah, they're coming up with all these same crazy things in California. They can't get crime under control, and it's looking bad on Newsom. Maybe the bloom's off that rose, so take heart. Look, just call your friends and family members and let them know Newsom is evil. And call on your Pure Talk phone so you don't drop the call. Also, may I just point something out? America's Warrior Partnership is this incredible veterans charity that helps our veterans, helps prevent veteran suicide. Pure Talk, as you know, their CEO fought for this country, Vietnam veteran, which you know means everything to me. He's partnered with America's Warrior Partnership. And it's been so popular. People want to support a company that shares their values. They're keeping a promotion going. If you switch to Pure Talk before Independence Day weekend, July 4th weekend, then that gets America Warrior Partnership extra. All right? What do you get? The exact same cell phone you have now, exact same number, same great 5G network. Your bill gets cut in half, and you support a company that shares and promotes your values. Where's the loss? Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Okay, so the question wasn't really a question. The lady was panicking. She's like, hey, Newsom's ruined California. I'm so mad about it. Don't let him become president. And just quick side note, you Californians, I'm really mad about it too. And California is one of those places it gets dogged on by the rest of the country. And a lot of it is justifiable because it went so hard left and it lost its mind. But I'm someone who has spent a lot of time in California. I was stationed there. Granted, I was in the worst part of it in 29 Palms, but we were always leaving, bouncing back and forth, seeing California, seeing friends, seeing the state. Of all the things I hate about the communists, I might hate what they've done to California the most because that place is so cool. California is awesome. The food there. You could be in the mountains with the redwoods. Or down on the beach. They're one of the few places in the country with really, really, really good Mexican food. I generally won't eat Mexican food outside of Texas because ours is superior to everyone else's by a long shot. I will, however, eat it in Arizona and California because they at least can do an amazing Mexican meal. I love California, and I'm so mad about what the dirtball commies do. New York City, Chris? Well, okay, let me clarify. There's really nothing you can't get in New York City. If you want to have a good Mexican meal, I'm sure you can get it in New York City. I'm just never going to find out because when I'm in New York City, whenever I leave Texas, I don't need Mexican. I live on Mexican food already here. When I go to New York City, I want things that are more New York City. I want bagels. See, Chris, you'll appreciate that. I want pizza. Steaks. New York City does really all Italian food really well. But again, it's New York City. You can get anything you want in New York City. I'm sure the Mexican food is fine. I'm just not going to leave Texas to go get Mexican food somewhere else. But that actually leads me to a different thing that I was thinking about. You know, and you're asking probably what this has to do with politics or Newsom. Absolutely nothing. I'm completely distracted right now and I'm going off on a tangent. I'll get back to it in a minute.
My focus is just stay focused.
Realize how blessed we are when it comes to at least this particular thing, all right? Historically, really for most of the history of the world, your cuisine options, your food options are going to be decided by and limited to your region and what is available in your region. If you're part of the Lakota tribe and you're in the Midwest, you're going to eat buffalo. You're going to eat deer. You will never eat an oyster. Why? They're not around you. And you have no way to access these things. And so your entire life, you will exist on the cuisine that is available in your immediate area. If you're in Hawaii, let's say one of the ancient tribes. I don't know why I'm making it all ancient because we don't have to go that old. But let's say you're in Hawaii and you're one of the old Indian tribes over there. You're going to eat a lot of fish. A lot of fish. It's going to be a seafood diet. You probably will never taste beef. And I know cattle's huge over there now, but you probably never taste beef. Ever. It's just not something you have at the time. Think about this. You can get any kind of cuisine, depending on where you are. You can get amazing cuisine from all over the planet, depending on which city or area you might be in any given moment. And I know that sounds small, and maybe it is small. I think it's really cool. I live in Houston, Texas. If I leave the studio tonight and I want to get seafood, I can have seafood. If I want to get beef, I can have beef, chicken, Mexican, Italian, Greek, El Salvadorian, Japanese, Chinese. We live in an era where we have access to the world's cuisine, no matter where you are. And that's not limited to me. You can be, it doesn't matter. You from Seattle to Omaha to Miami to New York City, it doesn't matter where you are. You can have amazing stuff. My folks just had lobster. They went, it was Father's Day, took my old man out for lobster. Well, they're in Montana. Lobsters are not hugely native to Montana. Not, I don't know if you know this, they're not hugely native. He said it's some of the best lobster he's ever had in his life. Why? They went to some place that flew it in every day. In Montana, he's eating lobster that came out of Maine either that day or the day before. Pretty cool. A blessing you don't think about. At least for me, I think about it now. Now back to Gavin Newsom. So there's something lurking out there. And right now, it's just a whisper, okay? I don't want to sit here and act like I've heard a lot about this, but I have heard it. I've heard it more than once. Hillary Clinton, she's making a lot of public appearances lately. Have you noticed? Hillary Clinton even showed up at the Tony Awards and gave, of course, some cringy, well,
it is about some American originals, the suffragists who fought so valiantly for so long to give women in our country the right to vote.
Yeah, that worked out well.
It's almost impossible to think about what a challenge that was. But now it's an election year, and we need to be reminded about how important it is to vote.
She's been out there a lot, hasn't she? And what do we always talk about when it comes to replacing Joe Biden? Replacing Joe Biden, what's the real challenge? You can replace him at the convention. There are challenges. You have to get Joe to agree to it somehow. You have to get Dome to agree to be set aside somehow. And you have to find somebody who has the campaign infrastructure to run for president already put in place. You can't wake up one day in July and decide you're running for president as a Democrat nominee. You don't have the staff. You don't have anything put together. Hillary Clinton has that kind of campaign. She has those kind of connections. And I'm starting to hear whispers that she's interested. And I'm seeing headlines today. This is actually a couple days ago, but from the Washington Post. Democrats are wrestling with an age-old problem. This is about Joe Biden's age. But the little sub-headline on it is, maybe Hillary Clinton could come to the rescue. Now, this is by a Kathleen Parker at the Washington Post. Who is Kathleen Parker carrying water for? I don't know. This could be an order from the system. This could be powerful people in the system, major Democrat donors, people like that, saying, hey, we need an article, kind of nudging Joe out the door, and maybe we're bringing in Hillary. It might be beyond that, this might be a Hillary Clinton lackey. Remember, every national politician, at least Democrat-wise, a lot of the powerful Republicans have this too, but every national Democrat, they have allies at various media outlets who will print whatever they want printed, whether it's an attack on someone they want to attack, whether it's a puff piece on themselves. This lady's name's Kathleen Parker. I don't know her. Maybe she works for Hillary Clinton practically, or has worked for one, or has those connections. Maybe Hillary Clinton said, hey, Kathleen, I could could use a little article in the old WAPO about how great I would be. And Kathleen goes and prints it like the good little apparatchik she is. So I don't know exactly what this is. But gosh, could we be seeing a replay of Trump-Hillary? Trump-Hillary part deuce? Oh, no. Oh, gosh. All right. We're going to talk about bullying and a lot more emails and stuff in just a moment before we get to those emails. Yes, we will, Chris. I know what you're probably thinking about the Hillary Clinton thing. It's the first thing that came to my mind. Remember how she was always falling down the stairs last time? She was always falling down. Surely, given her age, she's in pain with all this falling. And I thought about this first thing I thought, and then I thought to myself, I bet she's taking Relief Factor. Of course she's taking Relief Factor. There's no other way she'd be feeling good enough to run for president. I have no confirmation on this one way or the other. Is Hillary Clinton, is she a big Relief Factor fan? That would surprise me given the values of her versus Relief Factor. But listen, when you're selling a product that's natural and you take it every day and it helps support your body's natural response to pain, when you're taking something like that, you feel so good, you might want to run for president because you're so pain-free. You're sleeping better. Your back doesn't hurt. Your muscles don't hurt. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF and get on the Relief Factor program. 3 weeks, pain gone. Or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Remember to email me. I love your emails. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. World Economic Forum. We haven't brought them up in a while. This politician, she's Danish, so do with that what you will. I don't know. Danishes are delicious is all I know, especially the little cherry ones. Anyway, that's not important. Or the Entenmann's. Chris, can you people eat the Entenmann's Danishes? Have you ever had those? Michael, have you ever had the raspberry Entenmann's Danishes from the grocery store? The ones in like the white box with the blue lettering? What is wrong with you two? We've never had Entenmann's? Whatever. Anyway, this Danish politician, she had this to say.
So this is why we talk about mobility, because actually, if you can get people to share a car, you can take out, I mean, a lot of cars in the streets. I think it's Singapore where they looked how they could bring it down to about 40% of the cars if we would use them smarter. And the interesting thing about technology is that it makes sharing easy and fun and not annoying. It used to be a little bit difficult to share, you know, you would have to go in somewhere in the other end of town and get a key, and I mean, that's not what you want to do if you want to take your car. But if you can just use your neighbor's car because you have a smartphone and an app and you don't even need to know the neighbor to get into his car, or if you can find ways of carpooling, and this is what technology helps you do, it's much easier and much more fun to share. And you start then thinking completely different about transport and traffic. And I think it's very important that we do not just try to fix yesterday's paradigm, but think about how do we want a city to move.
You know what concerns me about the 21st century communists is how innocent and pleasant so many of them look and sound. You can look her up if you want. It's fine. Ida Auken, A-U-K-E-N. You don't have to, though. It's not important for the purpose of our conversation. She's a young lady. Certainly looks young. I would guess 30s, 40s, something like that. Maybe 20s if she smokes. I don't know. But pleasant-looking female. Sounds very reasonable, of course. She's a dirty, demented communist who wants to destroy your way of life. But they make it sound so nice and understand. After all, don't you just want an app? Look, we'll get you an app and you can just get in your neighbor's car whenever you want. And you don't even have to tell him or know him. We'll just put apps on your phone and then you can take whatever you want to take. Doesn't that sound nice? They make it sound so nice. These are the people running our financial system. These are the people running our food supply. These are the people. Oh, gosh, I can't even believe I'm going to say this. These are the people running our power grid. Speaking of power, how are you going to get some if the lights go out? Have a plan for that. Have a plan for that. How are you doing for batteries? And back to food. How are you doing for food? Do you have emergency food? I know you have food in your house, food in your pantry, at least Lord willing you do. What do you have that's non-perishable? You know, My Patriot Supply, they sell four-week emergency food kits, $50 off right now. Just 4 weeks. I know not everyone can do the three-month thing. Everyone in your home needs an emergency supply of food. These dirty communists are attacking our way of life, our food supply, and everything else. Get some emergency food, please. Prepare with JesseKelly.com. You don't have to go nuts. Just make sure everyone in your home has a kit, okay? Prepare with JesseKelly.com. If you live alone, just buy one, for Pete's sake. Prepare with JesseKelly.com. Get something, all right? All right. Now, let's address this really quickly. 45% of Americans believe bullied kids grow up to seek revenge as adults by bossing other people around. Well, I don't know if that's exactly how they grow up, but I do know this, that in our effort to make the world nice and more palatable, and in our efforts to protect our children from some of the harsh realities of life, we have inadvertently created a bunch of monsters. Bullying sucks. It's awful. I'm sure there are kids right now who are going through it in their school. Maybe it's verbal. Maybe it's physical. It's awful. But there's not a second way to deal with bullies. Bullies must be confronted by the person who is being bullied. And this is not only for the benefit of the person being bullied. This is for the benefit of the bully himself. And I realize in this feminized society that everything has to be just tell the teacher and we'll sit down with the principal. I understand that. I understand the appeal of that. I really genuinely do. I get it. I understand it. I'm protective of my kids. You know, I don't want any harm to come to my kids. I don't want anyone to be mean to my kids. But if a boy's being mean to one of my sons in school and he won't stop, you got to sock him in the face. And I know in this society we're not supposed to talk like that. And I'm not saying that's your first resort. I'm not giving anyone that guidance. But we have done this anti-bullying crap in this country for so long, pretending as if there's a better way. Look, the bully needs to get socked in the face. And the person doing the bullying needs to sock someone in the face. And that's how you fix these things. And there's not a second way. Any other way you attempt to fix that problem will end in disaster. That's all I'm saying.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
California moves to ban schools from notifying parents of child pronoun changes. Speaking of what these dirty commies have done to the incredible state of California, they're going to make it a law that they can tranny your kid behind your back and you're not allowed to tell mom and dad. My gosh. Biden to raid the strategic oil reserves again in a desperate bid to lower gas prices before the election. I'm not sure if there's going to be an America left by the time Joe Biden is done looting every bit of it in an effort to try to bring up his poll numbers. 12 years of DACA. 68,000 illegals awarded DACA despite prior arrests. Joe Biden is now handing out a license to stay here, even for people who've been arrested. Indiana reports a 98% drop in abortions after the curbs. Laws are effective. Remember that. Secret Dem plot to replace Joe Biden is revealed. When they'll topple Joe. I just want to remind everyone that I've been saying this for well over a year. It's probably been 2 years, and I'm going to be obnoxious if they actually do drop Joe and my theory comes true. Yes, everyone really is sick a lot more often after COVID. That's weird. No one in my family is sick more often after COVID. I do hear this from a lot of my friends and family members who got vaccinated and booster shots and hid inside with 10 masks on, but none of the people I know who didn't do those things are suffering. Huh. It's almost as if we were lied to about everything and they did things to harm us. Anyway, email me, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. We'll do it again tomorrow. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.